more thoughts and concerns and ideas and recommendations for new officials. And it can go to seasoned officials also. I want to just touch on the weather. There are situations, depending on your area, of the weather. Some get more rain, some don't. Some get snow, some don't. Extreme situations because of the weather. Games are canceled or delayed, especially with lightning. And so, you have to be concerned with the weather. You want to have your equipment based on your sport geared toward that weather period in your officiating for that particular organization, etc. May it be hot, and again, based on your body and where you're at with hydrating. And I always go with the golden rule for myself. I want to have at least 64 plus ounces in my body of water in the, well, year round, but especially when I have games. And so for me, water is important. Others may have different methods of hydrating themselves, etc. Pickle juice, Med B, etc. Again, for the weather, you want to especially be prepared if it's cold. And all of a sudden you're at the game and there's a cold spell. And that's, I'm a Texan, so our weather changes regularly. And so we have to be prepared. We have many seasons and they can all happen in one day. But for the weather, you want to be prepared. And you always have to think about if it's raining, you will be soaked. And so that's why they have the rainproof markers and cards for the officiating crew, because you can't go out there with a paper officiating card and pencil when it's raining. Won't work. And so the weather plays a lot into how the game is officialed by an official. You know, I've been in games where the official went down because it was too hot. And so you're less one official, which then those officials that are still on the field, the court, etc., have to be responsible for more areas. Which can be, will be difficult. So, and I already talked about the physical aspect of it as far as fitness and getting prepared, etc. But I still like to touch on it to some degree based on the weather conditions, etc. And you know, when the winter, if you're outdoors, you definitely don't want to get frostbitten or etc. So you do want to be prepared for the weather. And again, you want to stay in accordance with the attire guidelines set up by your association. And again, you and your partner want to sync. You want to be addressed alike. Very important. And know, if you're a football official and you're playing in rainy conditions, may it be turf or grass, as far as the cleats or the football shoes for umpires, you want to make sure you get the, well, I always say get the most comfortable shoe you can find that's comfortable for your foot or feet. And you want to be not, or try not to slide, or you hit the brakes and you keep on going and you end up on your glutes. You want to prevent that as best as possible. So you may have to interchange your turf shoes and your grass shoes. And again, I always talk about twos. You want to have two pairs of everything, I think. I even think you should transport your two pairs of everything. And there may be that possibility, which I already brought up, that your corps official may have forgotten his uniform, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But really, I'm discussing the weather, the effects of the weather for the official on the game. And you know, if it's cold, you may want to have your thermals. You may want to have some hot chocolate nearby, if you drink hot chocolate. And you want to officiate the best that you can in those conditions. Cold weather is cold. And we do not even get as cold as it is up north. And we do get a lot of rain, but, you know, we think we do. And so, for me, officiating in the rain is just not one of my favorite times to officiate, but we'll do it. Now, going on the weather, I just want to follow up with a little feedback for the new officials. They walk out there and it's going to be a weather change and you're not prepared and you're going to be on the field court, etc. for a few hours or so. That's, you want to be dressed properly. So anyway, have a good night. Enjoy your sports and officiating. And I will be back.